Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Terminology stuck with me when Mama AZ used it. So I do remember the next thing I saw others going somewhere. And my nosiness and my curiosity, I wanted to go where they were going. And that's that intellect that many of us bring over with us. We're very intelligent, we're very curious, and we do want to know. We like knowledge and all of that. And here I am, these ascended masters, at first said to me, it's not time, and I was very disappointed. Now here's me growing to that. Well, how can I be disappointed if I'm a soul and I'm awareness? That's because I had lived as a being called human in another lifetime. I'm beginning to gather all this stuff together over my life experience. And then they said in the next moment, and I say said because it's thought transference, it's time now. And I was so overjoyed. Oh, I was so happy. Oh, yeah. But when you're over there, it's so much harmony, so much peace, so much togetherness. And yes, there were classrooms with other people. That's why some of us can, and we know each other. You know, but here we go. So next moment I know I'm going from darkness to light, and my thought was, well, I accept the challenge. Wait a minute. I actually thought that thought. I say I said it. I said, but once I got here, I wanted to go back. Okay. I didn't know it was going to be so rough in here.
Yeah. Like most of us. We've got another caller.
There's so many people I'm comfortable by that feel the same way. They're not suicidal, but it's rough being here.
No kidding. Let me open up the mic. 843-610. Your mic is open.
Greetings, greetings. Not that I want to bring back up the Ukraine. Greetings to all, and a wonderful show as always, Riata. But as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. There was a time when there was peace everywhere, even here. We didn't ask them to come here. We weren't necessarily the individuals that brought them here. So all they're doing is dealing with their own issue. They're still part of the European nations, even though at one time, even though our people, meaning melanated people, ruled Russia. We were all over the world. And so that's basically the way I look at it as far as that's concerned. And there's always been avatars also. You know, there's a beautiful picture called The Last Airbender. It's an animation. You know, Eddie Murphy did that movie, The Golden Child. You know, there's so many things to speak on this topic, but overall, any question that anybody could ever have about anything pertaining to the physical or spiritual world, all you have to do is Google it and feel the information. And if it resonates with your soul, then you know it's right information. You know, there was something else that I wanted to speak to, but when the sister started talking about a book of returning back to this physical realm, be it tricked or not, you know, my godmother always said something to me. We are all intricate parts of the Most High, and he broke himself up to have experiences, so that's all we're basically doing. But the reality is what is your intent? What experience do you want to have? If we ask ourselves these questions instead of letting somebody else tell us, you know, propaganda, TV, and things like that, the world would automatically change. Winnie Mandela, when she spoke or had her words recited at the Million Man March, she said, the world is waiting for the melanated people on this land, man. You know, anything that we touch, basketball, business, what's his name? Why should white guys have all the fun? He bought General Foods, even though he purchased it through sending a white man upstairs because they wouldn't sell it to him. Reginald Lewis, right. He owned, when General Foods was Beatrice, and he ran that company very well. You know, it's just that simple. We are our best ally and our worst enemy, and that's within us as individuals and as a people. So if we can get back to loving ourselves and then loving each other and then agree to make manifest our own intent and desires, the world will change. That's all I wanted to say.
And I'm sorry, who is that? I didn't get your name.
Oh, my name is Eddie.
Oh, Eddie, okay, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I'm one of those individuals Maya Z recommended to get on tonight, and I was inspired to speak to those things. So I thank you for all that you are and all that you do. And, yes, power to the feminine energy. I truly agree with that because, you know.
And I say power to the feminine energy in the male bodies, because that is what is transforming our world, when I believe men can really balance their male-female energy and let that female come forth as much as the male energy. Minister, what do you think about that?
Oh, that is so correct. I'm looking at my grandsons and the way my daughter is working with them. And the way my girlfriend in East Chicago, Indiana, she raised her two boys, and they have that balance. Now, they're like in their 30s, I'll put it like that, if you don't mind. But, yes, they're living their lives, but they have that balance because there are women that can do this. I really respect what the gentleman is saying, Eddie, that we are here really to work together as we come forth in these gender based expression, male and female. Yes, we can work together, but I just would like for men recognize that the estrogen, that male part, is just as important. Now, you have the football player who used to be the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I always tell people that in the 80s, they really got into that, and he decided to talk about his feminine side. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers used to win every year, it seemed like, the Super Bowl, if you remember, Eddie. And he started talking about his feminine side. So once men recognize that balance, just like what you said by Etta, then it would help us to have a better world.
Truly.
Yeah.
Balance.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Eddie. And I think that's what all of us are doing. I'm balancing my need to stop slapping people with my words, as I said on Friday. So I've had a transformation. I think that's why I'm all congested and releasing a lot of mucus and coughing the last 2 days, because I'm committed to stop this violent words that I even think. I don't always say these things that I'm thinking, and I realize how often I'm slapping people with my words. So now I started all this mucus coming out and coughing, and I'm like, okay, this is detox time. So let me go to the next caller, 773-521. Your mic's open. Thank you for calling.
Other than this is a Koofy.
Hey, Koofy, how are you?
Yes.
From the Orion star connected to the Earth. The Orion star, those three stars above the Pyramid of Giza, is where our ancestors came from. And your mucus comes from what you put in your mouth. I thank you, Ms. Williams. I work with her. Awesome herbal remedies.
Yeah.
I am so blessed because I have fraternal twins, boy and a girl, and it kind of checked me to realize I have to deal with a female and a male, and I'm dealing with telepathy with my daughter. I mean, she just called me now, and I'm sharing things with her. She said she hears me, but what I want to say is that what we're doing, we're evolving into a cosmic evolution, a cosmic being. And when you become a cosmic being, there is no male nor female, okay? The only reason that we have male or female is to procreate. And this is where I have evolved, that a woman is like the outlet on your wall, and the man is the cord. And once we connect, the God force energy will just radiate. You got it? We are becoming cosmic beings. That's what you call spirit or whatever. A cosmic being is like a star. We are that. We're stardust. We're radiating. And so now that we can, what we're doing, the world's already changed, okay? we're just gravitating to how we operate on this adult planet Earth. You see what I'm saying? So, can you hear me?
I can hear you. This is
hello?
Wait.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I didn't have babies until I started eating green food, green herbs. That's when I had children. And so you're right, Vieta. The seed of a man is being born, was being born in me when I was, getting herbs, and living this vegan life. That's when I procreated instantly. And I knew. It took me 39 years to have that. And I knew it was because I was feeding my seed. I was replenishing my seed. I was building up my seed, you see. And I ended up having twins with a virgin. I'm a lucky guy. And so what does it mean to be a cosmic being, okay? I've been visited by extraterrestrials. I've seen several UFO ships, okay? I got a call from the Navy. The British asked me, what's going on? And they said, we want you to study the elements of nature so that you can call into existence anything that you want from the elements of nature. This is the gift that we're giving you to tell the world, from your pineal gland, from your third eye. That is your brain. That is who we are. And so when you get those information from, you know, the pineal gland, you know, right, news or whatever, those information that you send out is a God force, and it will stir the masses. It'll shake the trees, I call it, shaking the trees, the divine trees. So we have arrived there, and I'm sitting, I'm going to stop talking. When I was growing up in the village, learning from different men and women, they taught me, because I was talking a lot. I know I talk a lot. And the brother told me, he said, brother, your words are God. I said, what? He said, your words are God. He said, be choiceful with your words, because life and death is in the tongue. He said, be careful, because you can set off a wildfire, or you can set off a heavenly environment with your tongue, with your words. And so Tiffy Williams has an awesome journey in what she's saying. And I know you women, I feel you. I've been on Female Solution. I know you all. We have been indoctrinated from the Europeans who have put down the female. You understand? But we, melanated people, we never did that. My mama taught me how to deal with the spirit of God. She told me, God said, you ain't watching me, you got your friends. Your friend is God and money. I'm like, Mama, I got a whole bunch of friends. No. And she taught me the spiritual ways, right? My father taught me how to build and how to grow a garden. Okay? And so we are now operating in this body of Christ, whatever. We're part of this body of this cosmic being. And we are healing each other, and we're taking each other to a higher dimension. So now we can call things into existence as well they be. And I'll stop right here. And
I'm gonna let Sister Minister Williams speak on those goals. Those are some deep words of wisdom, Brother Kufi. And I like what you said about the sperm carrying your twins before that you even planted that seed. That makes perfect sense, that you were nourishing your body to carry a strong seed to implant in the mother of those twins. And also, when you say we're going to a new dimension, that is why that whole incident at the Academy Awards was all about recognizing how we tend to judge good, bad, wrong, right in the third dimension. And we're moving to the fourth dimension, which you can't stay in that judgment of right, wrong, good, bad in the fourth, fifth dimension. So that event at the Academy Awards was to wake us up and say, stop the third dimension activity of hating and anger and bitterness and right, wrong. And powerful, powerful words, Kufi. Minister Cynthia, you got the floor.
Oh, my God, Kufi. Oh, my brother, Kufi. You just make me, what's this, but exhilarate my heart, my spirit, and my soul. I love what you said. We are cosmic beings, and we are to rise to the light that is so bright, no light bulb, no sunlight. Whoa. So when we walk into a room, there should be a change in the vibration. Thank you, Brother Kufi. You're such a beautiful, beautiful man, a beautiful, beautiful soul. He is so correct. My experiences lately, with all that I've been through, I've had the feedback of people saying, Miss Williams, you're so positive, and we love your vibration. And it's just been such an affirmation of, as Brother Kufi said, we are to be that. Let me throw this in, and this is a cultural Barbara Streisand. Now, let me check me out here, will you, ladies and gentlemen? Barbara Streisand, when she told me this song years ago, I cried, you can see forever. Everybody check it out. You should shine brighter than any sun in the lyrics. Who was that wrote those lyrics so highly spiritual that you can see forever and that you are to shine brighter than any sunlight? Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Because culturally, we are all one and we all recognize this one and that one, that we are cosmic beings. And when we walk in the light, then we are to be that light, not just upon a hill, but as we move forward amongst other souls. Oh, my God, I am so inspired by Dr. Kupi, by what you just said. Yes, we are cosmic beings. And the goal as we go through what we go through in this school, this hard knock school, is to rise to the highest level. And I use this word, we are to become ethereal. Yeah, we meet the extraterrestrials along the way. You're right about that. I know I've met some myself. And but we are to recognize that the bottom line is the divine God, whoever or whatever it is. I didn't get the opportunity to meet it or what it is, but I know that it exists for me. And on this earth, this planet Earth, it has been a big help to me to make it through part of my soul journey. Thank you, Brother Kupi.
And Minister Cynthia, when we come back from the break, I think Naima's ready. Text me, Naima. I want you to just share the really challenging time you've had with your amputee and your amputation and your dialysis, and how you can stay so shining, light, bright, positive. So when we come back, we want to hear how this sister, who is of another planet, I think, another world, can it manages to be so uplifting, positive, loving, and concerned about other people based on what she's been through, which I don't think most people could even be the way she is. So we'll be right back after this message. After these messages, thank you.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We have the most wonderful spirit-led spiritual counselor and minister Cynthia Williams is with us. And many of you may not know that she had amputation on both legs. I don't know how many years ago, you can tell us that. How did you prepare for that challenge, and how are you prepared? How are you managing, maintaining your joy in what you're going through now?
Well, one of the things I wanted that I shared was that I opened up my mouth, but when I was given permission to come here, wherever it was I was coming, I said I accept the challenge. I'm like, oh my God. I didn't know I was going to be going through all of what I've been going through. And with the double amputation, I was told I was supposed to be depressed, suicidal, and all that stuff. Well, I've been there when I was 20. I'm a senior now. But here's the point. There were my first journey is with some Black women on the west side of Chicago that barely had eighth grade education. And they were truly part of our history. As I said, from the Mississippi, Alabama period that we have forgotten about and that has given us that mammy, which is a racist concept. But Black women have been spiritually, as I said, the mothers of everyone on this planet. See, this is a funny thing. Even white people don't know they're Black. I mean, that is not a big thing to say. But everyone comes from that Black womb. And because of the geography of how we traveled around the planet, with the continents being together and then the separation of the oceans and people having the idea to build boats, we have just been all over the place. And because of the sun and those who have slanted eyes this way, Asiatic people as we can be. I mean, it's just a thing that because I had a good grammar school education and geography, I remember where everything is and what I was told in grammar school. I mean, it was a fantastic grammar school education. So I understand that we are physically different based on how we migrated across this planet, around this planet, but we still are all beings that are human. Now, the extraterrestrial, as Dr. Kruppi talked about in the visitation, you know, I've been there too also with that, not an out-of-body abduction or abduction like a lot of people talk about, but no, there's some intimacy for some of us that we meet those who are out here in the universe. But I love the way when you talk about the dimensions and things like that also. But the your question to me was, how do I keep and maintain this positive vibration? It really what helps me is those women who gave me that confidence there was nothing wrong with me. And from the South, they called it being born with a veil. Now, I'm really intelligent now. I went to UC at 15 for a history class. At 16, I ended up at the University of Illinois. So I was a smart booty, you know, another word to be used for a donkey. And I thought I knew everything, and I was smarter than everybody. But those older women told me, Cynthia, hard-haired makes us all behind. But see, I had to learn, just like we all need to learn. We need to learn as we go to life. Girl, I thought I was so smart. But when my behind hit the ground, I realized what those older women were telling me. So I was blessed to meet those women in my lifetime to help me to understand and to build my confidence, Black women. So I grew up around Black women. I never had a Black pastor or anything like that. But it's still okay because I saw all of us as one. I never saw a separation between me as a little girl and the boys I played with. I mean, it was just like we were all, as I say now, that you describe spirit souls in these body containers, but we were all one. You know, I never thought about separation until I got older, started dealing with gender this and gender that. But my point I'm going to make to you is that joy that I had inside of me was the releasing of feeling bad about myself, as I was called and talked about that I was peculiar. And those black ones say to me, nothing's wrong with you, Cynthia. And even with the gifts that I have, they call it psychic in the psychic work. In the white world, they call it psychic. But I call it what they call it, spiritual reading, being born with the veil, and that there were many things with the herbs and all of these things that we had to survive and live, and that the Caucasians would use also to help them. Before they would call the white doctor, they would call the black woman, the black male, to come to the house. I mean, the African slaves, and they called them servants when they did the History of America with George Washington, those white soldiers had smallpox, and they knew how to heal those white soldiers that were in the Washington army, because they were Africans who knew from the land and from the earth in Mother Africa how to cure certain things. So we brought a lot to the table, even as slaves. Who do you think had the idea of a cotton gin to make work easier for us? The inventions and all of that belongs to all of us. And those black men and women who had ideas, seamstress. I think about my play mother, auntie was a seamstress. You couldn't go to the white store and buy patterns. Those women used to sew clothes by hand. They didn't have any machines or sewing machines. And when they finally got the ones, the old ones that you see, they did that by hand. They would look at your body and they would buy and fit and got a pattern for what you had. I mean, there's so much stuff that you are not going to learn in school, but that you may get in academia writings, but so much that our children need to understand about their history as African descendant children. Our boys would feel less uncomfortable about who and what they are if they knew the power of their being. So we as educators, as mental health professionals, which I'm happy with the mental health professionals, that's what I am, without going getting that PhD and having to give away all that I know. We really are not helping our people to understand their power in the parenting that needs to be done in order to help the children to have some instance of who and what they are, entrepreneurship, all the good stuff, all the good stuff. So I, out here as an independent entrepreneur, is working to do what I can as I move forward with that light. And the feedback that I've gotten over the years is why I continue to be validated and humbled by that, which is brought to me by people. One guy, he had a double lung transplant, Caucasian young man. He said, "Miss Williams, we talk about you and we love you." Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, this feedback that I've gotten over the years, that I am as a soul developing that light that we're supposed to have in each other. So I try to share it, and I just, it doesn't matter, because I'm still alive, alert, and enthusiastic. I like metaphysics because of the affirmations. I am alive, alert, and enthusiastic, and I know that who and what I am. So when I drop this body, even though I don't have bottom legs now, still I'm alive, alert, and enthusiastic. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to move on to the next life, you know, and still do what I need to do in that life to bring up love, peace, and harmony and encouragement. And it has been a journey, because I've been in places where there was so much negativity and toxicity that I recognized, with a friend telling me, "Cynthia, don't you know God sends people who are spiritual warriors places where they need that light?" And yes, I have been at those places. But now I feel free. I feel happy. I felt that way then. But in my journey, in order to get to that ethereal level as a cosmic being and bringing that light and shining as bright as I can, hopefully I touched somebody, because that's what we all are supposed to do. Viata, you've got it. Naima, Dr. Kruti has it. Dr. Cormie, where are you? Where are the other, some of the other ones that have called in over the years that I've been a part of in these shows? And I just thank all of you, because we're all souls that have come here together, together in the way we have, to bring about that light, that sunshine. Walk in the light, beautiful light, where the moonbeams and sun shine so bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. And that's what had to come in as a male, because that is what was validated for the time being during that time with the Romans and the Caesars and all of that.
Now, you have had quite a few people come across your path in this health challenge you've had. And Kwame was texting me, reminding me of a solution that he brought to you to help with the healing of your wounds. Can you tell us about that experience? And also how you've shared with me so many times that many of the people who are coming across your path are not of melanin skin. You're having a lot of encounters with people of all different races, so that you are starting to really analyze, discern that, you know, the people who are being sent to you, it's not about race at all. So go ahead and tell us about Kruti's therapy that he used.
Now, what Kruti had done for me after I'd had my amputation, he had also had some homegrown seaweed that he put on one of my legs. And when I went to the doctor, he gave me a tablet to drink, tea, and all of that. So when I went to the doctor, my husband, being a part of the structure, poor baby, and he said, well, you got to clean that off your leg. We're going to go see the doctor. And when we got to the doctor, and I asked the nurse, I said, well, what is that you're putting on my leg now? It was white, and she said, I had to tell Kruti, Dr. Kruti. She said, this is seaweed algae. I said, same thing that Kruti was putting on my leg, but his was homegrown, real green, and it was tightening up my skin, my application. See, what they do, the Caucasians, and this is just a fact, they take from indigenous people. Once they learn, and they do live with them, that they get it, they don't get their heads cut off or whatever, they risk their lives to go and learn what indigenous people have in their curing and their healing. And all Brother Kruti did was take that which was homegrown and natural. And what the Europeans do is they take it, they incorporate it, and, oh, the whole history of pills. Oh, boy, don't get me started on that. And they make money, and they make it a business, and that's why Dr. Oz is in trouble right now, because he has some gummies that are supposed to help with anxiety, depression, muscle aches and pains, and the pharmaceutical companies want to sue him. And see, they're going to try, but he and Dr. Phil have come together, and it's really $6 to buy some gummies. And it's part of that whole construct where the medical profession in this country wants to continue to dominate, and the Rockefellers are the ones that started with this whole pill thing, because they connected to the medical profession, what was it, the 20s and 30s, and the original Roosevelt, I'll get the name straight, bear with me, and Rockefeller, and they, he had influence politically with the medical profession, and he pulled his punches and got them to start creating more pills, and the study of people going over to indigenous countries like the Amazon, like Africa, and learning things, and they incorporated all that stuff into these pills. And so now that's why you got towns now that are heroin addicts, because their people in the Europeans love to take these pills, but they believe in their own kind. They believe in them, and see, their own kind will corrupt them also and take advantage. As we know that, I always say, I'm going to be real with you, that Trump has done. He's done nothing but not care about his own people. But because they are misunderstood in their own consciousness, They don't know that they black too, but every last one of them come out of a black woman historically, but they can't handle that because they're told that their whiteness is number one. That's not true. That's a lie. So anyhow, they're more than that. Anyhow, it's cosmic spiritual beings. So there's so much misunderstanding on this planet. And those of us who understand have, and with those Caucasians that I've met that have been so beautiful with me, so healthy-minded, that's what I want to say, and have treated me the best, like a queen, I want to say. Respect, Miss Williams, you vibrate so beautiful. We love you. I mean, it is such a validation. I can't continue. And that's what we need.
I think it's a confirmation of the awakening of all souls, that we are recognizing people's energy more than their face color. And you're perfect testimony for that is I'm not looking at people's face color to discern or make a judgment about how that person's energy is working in my life. We got a couple of callers. Let me go to the phone. 219-617. Your mic is open. Hello. Okay,
yes.
We'll come back. Okay, hold on. 219-617, your mic is open.
Oh, okay. I want to ask Cynthia, when did she start to get inspired and to continue on after all her ordeals?
Did you hear the question?
Do you want me to repeat?
Yes.
Cynthia? Okay, Cynthia.
209 is my friend. Elaine, is there a question or a statement you would like to make or something you would like to talk about?
I wanted to know what inspired you to keep you continue on in the journey that you are. What inspired you to keep going? To keep inspiring.
Because I know who and what I am. I've always known, even as a teenager this time. And despite all the trauma, I said that I accepted the challenge. But I knew in my commitment to continue on to my highest spiritual level that I was going to have to go through this hell that I've been through. And I'm telling you, forgiveness of my mother and father being abused, all kind of crap. And through the grace of God, the spiritual God, I was able to survive. And then meeting someone like yourself, and this young lady right here, she's in East Chicago, Indiana, she raised two grown men. They are beautiful. Don't tell me what a black woman can't do. And her faith in God, the spiritual God, and our friendship, she has raised those boys, and they're doing okay. They're living their life. You remember I say what I'm saying, parents? They're living their lives, but they're not strung out on drugs or anything like that. Very beautiful young men. And like I say, you raise them up. What is that statement, Elaine? Raise up a child the way. What is that thing that they say?
The way he should go. When he's old, he'll return to it.
There you go. So they are part of that, which I've seen her work hard, double shifts and things like that. She even had a job in Hammond, Indiana, where they wrote Ku Klux Klan on the wall. I said, girl, I don't even know how you can work there. Because, you know, that's the way it was at that time before they decided to vote for Obama. But my thing is I admire her, and I know that we as women, she's an example of what we can do to raise our boys to be successful in the role that they want to be. I'm looking forward to my grandson, 17 and 19, with my daughter, who is my daughter. And I just know that we, with the children and grandmothers, we as mothers, as women, with the feminine power that we have, can influence. They may not let us have what we want in the world standard where we're the grandparents, so we don't have any authority, but we must take the spiritual authority to work with these children. I gave my daughter to God when I had her as a single parent. Just like David was given to Samuel, I gave my daughter to God. And I said, God, you helped me to raise her. And I always said that my daughter was a good girl. No, she don't have no PhD, but she got a PhD in how to deal with spirituality. Like she said, I'm your daughter. And she's working with those two boys she got. And third one, I mean, girl, please, we as women have the power, but we must recognize. Elaine, I want you to make a comment. How do you feel, darling? You raised your two boys. Tell me a little bit about that.
This is how I feel. I feel like this. You have to have faith in God. And when you pray, you got to trust in what you pray. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And you cannot always see what the end result is in, but you got to keep hope alive. And you got to keep encouraging yourself and keep on believing in God's promises.
Thank you, Elaine. And I agree totally. I'm grateful for my two adult messengers that I birthed through my womb. And my gratitude comes because I finally have been able to let go of the role of mother in their life. Because mother, when I held on to the mother title, I had certain expectations that I was going to influence them in certain ways according to my expectations. Now, as I see these grown men who are both, 35 and 40, something like that, as spiritual partners, they don't have to meet my expectations. I don't get disappointed when I'm not influencing them like I think I should, and especially when they do have hate behavior and habits that would, I would say, go against the word of the Most High. Because as you just pointed out, raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it is the promise that we have. So I'm just grateful that I have let go of that role of mother. And I am now a spiritual partner with these two grown men who are showing me now about letting go of control. So let me go to Brother Kwame Sunhorse. You're in the studio. Your mic's open. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Yes. Good evening, Sister Viata, and good evening, Pastor Williams. It's been a while. How you been?
Yes. God bless you, Doctor.
Yeah, and, you know, I did a meeting on Sunday, and one part of the message that we have is like the elder's message, and it was talking about straying away from Creator and how we have been strayed away from our Creator. And the whole thing was talking about being honest and understanding how to be honest with yourself after you come off of recovery and substance or alcohol or whichever one. But the part of in the word honest is the word one, and learning to become that one that Creator gave you a breath and a heartbeat for is what you're speaking to and what you're saying and sharing, that you knew you who you were before you came here. And I've heard this message before that you've spoken on the other programs you've spoken. And it's very comforting to hear the women speaking, because they are the mothers in which we as men come from. Women have two roles. She's the queen or the king maker. And all three women here have spoken to where they help, how they've made kings, or how you're making, you know, this kingdom of men from you, Pastor Williams, saying your daughter and your grandson. The part of it is that we have to begin to understand in our coming here, we came here with purpose. And we knew, like you said, Pastor Williams, is that you knew who you were before you got here. But mm-hmm. a lot of times we have to be reminded mm-hmm. because we forget. And that's because there's a process to distract us from what we come to do. And once we began to find out how to allow, because we're all Creator's creation. Everything on this planet is Creator's creation. And what we're here to do is to show how it is good if we understand how it is God's good work that we're here to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So true, so true. And I thank you for that, because I also am, one thing that you remind me of is my first husband was a heroin addict, and it really got me into 12-step, and I was just so astonished and so appreciative of that program. It was a white doctor and a white salesman in, what was it, the 20s, and one had an epiphany, that they were to create the AA in AA because they were putting people in jail. Yet a lot of people don't remember, I'm of that age. Whereas Madison the street, there was Skid Row, and there were hotels there, and there were white men that lived in those $10 hotels or whatever. And I remember that, riding on the Madison bus and going over to meet my, over to the west side to my relatives on the west side, and looking at the Skid Row area on Madison Street. But see, all of that part of my humanity and my soul coming here, I've made no judgment, but had the experience. So 12-step opened up a whole nother world for me. I went to open meetings for AA, NA, CA, and I also saw the love and trust that was part of the foundation. No one was criticized. It was open. What is the saying that, oh, my God, it's such a beautiful saying. We accept you for where you are, like Dr. Brazier used to say at his church. And it was like, I did not even realize until I had been going to an open meeting that were people still using drugs that were coming to the meeting. But the acceptance of working that program, I didn't like that a lot of church folks would criticize 12-step. And just because they weren't talking about specifically Jesus, but it was a universal dynamic awareness that was given to those two white men years and years ago. And it has helped so many people. Some girls that I saw in the program, they were out there on the street. What did the girl say when she did the lead? I don't know if I've been with you all, but I do want to make amends to all of you. That touched my heart. So when she said that, to admit of that negative behavior and the forgiveness and the amend making that she made, see, all of these things have helped me to have that light and to be positive no matter what my experiences may be. Because when I make my transition, I'm just going home. Are you talking about crying as a human? I'm going home. Not the traditional home going, as we say, but to really know that on this side, the real of me will be going back to the creative universe and perhaps to another life. But I'm ready and prepared whenever that happens. It's not happening now. I'm telling you right now. Because I am alive, alert, and enthusiastic. Well, Dr. Comey, you know and understand what I'm saying, that the higher power, the making of men, help us to make it through this place that we're at now on this earth, on this planet, and prayerfully we can raise children that can understand their value and their self-worth as we go forth in this culture as black people. That's the struggle. Coming in this time as a black person and going through the emotional and drama that we go through with the negativity and toxicity, and not really getting that understanding of love and trust that I find in other cultures that I've interviewed over the years. What you say? What say you, Doctor? For me, are you Dr.
Well, Matt? I mean, the part that you're emphasizing and us overstanding that our blackness, the overstanding of what I was sharing about the creator and the oneness and who we are, we're all human beings, first and foremost. We're human beings, and to become creator's presence here on this earth. And the other part is Dr. Bob and Bill W., you know, or were the ones who, Bill W. and, yeah, Dr. Bob and Bill W., they founded something that they had researched and study, because what was happening in 1750, the indigenous people knew that what they were using in trading rum for hides and for materials that the indigenous people was creating was causing them to have mind changing. And what they saw happening was that there was a disconnection of the spirit of the man or the woman. When they drank, the spirit was disconnected by putting other spirits into that vessel. You disconnected that human spirit from their source, which is nature and the creator, and that way. And so they began the program of teaching those men and women in the indigenous community not to to trade off themselves for those spirits. You look at historically, they did the same thing when they used same three things today that they used to begin the invasion of this country and the trading of those that came out of the continent are the same three things that we see destroying our communities today. Number one was rum. Rum is alcohol. Number two is guns. Gun, black-on-black crime and the violence. Number three was cloth. We are attempting to wear and look like whatever way the designer says that this is the fashion. We attempt to accumulate this. And we see those same three things today that happened when they invaded here and when they invaded over there. And the part of it is that is the part of what disconnecting the human from the creator, the mind changer. And so once we understand that there's a power greater than ourselves, because we came from a power greater than ourselves, that's how we became self, is from the power of the creator. And there was a spiritual essence before the arrival, and now all of a sudden there is supposed to be better than what we had already had a relationship with Mother Earth and the creator.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Cuomo, because
Let me come back to that.
Naima is waiting.
She texts me. She's waiting to play our last. This is deep, deep stuff. I want to ask both of you, too, when we come back, why do so many people who have addictions refuse help or make excuses? Both of your experiences, why do you think so many people refuse help or don't understand what Kwame just explained? I think that's a big part of it, is that your spirit gets disconnected. We'll be right back, Al, with those important answers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, find Naima's number. Oh, dear. 312-721. Where are you? Okay, there you are. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
I'm sorry, my computer just went out. Hold on. Oh, dear.
You need me to play a commercial?
Yes, go ahead. My computer just went out.
Hello.
that's the one I was looking
for. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Monday, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
So we are back. We're going to keep going because there's an important conversation we need to have this last, 15 minutes. Both of you have really, Minister Cynthia and Brother Kwame Sunhurst have shared some real important wisdom about addictions. And Minister Cynthia, especially how you decided to get help. And then Brother Kwame talking about, well, the reason, correct me if I'm wrong, the natives teach that when you take in these drugs, that you are actually separating your soul from the spirit of the Most High. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, I was on mute. Yes.
Yes,
it's called the mind changer, and the way that they saw it is that the spirit of the warrior, the spirit of the man, became dysfunctional, became lethargic, not able to comprehend and not able to be responsible. And so they saw this beginning to happen when they went and traded pelts and furs and whatever food for rum. And every time that they did it, they became less and less coherent. This is how they were able to get them drunk and make them make a mark on a piece of paper and say, well, you signed this and you gave us this all of this land you gave to us when you were drunk. And so this is when they began to see the danger of it, because you were not in a rational mind. You were not connecting to know that this land belongs not to them. It belongs to the Creator, and you can't give it to someone else.
Wow, how about that? Minister Zinthia, you had a question for Kwame?
Why is it that guns are so important to our young males? What is that all about? Mike, let me share this. Real nephew is in Cook County Jail now. Three times he got caught with a gun, and he's a grown man. But what is just fascinating with that? Is it the power of the gun? What is it, Dr. Kwame?
You just hit the nail on the head. Is because in a child coming up, and especially now with technology, there are these whole games, and they even have done scientific study. From a child coming out of the womb and beginning its first few years, and by the time it gets to adolescence, it's seen over 25,000 simulated murders watching television. 25,000 simulated murders. This is all you see the violence in the movies, and so they're constantly seeing this thing does this. It gives this person this kind of power of life and death, but never knowing that these are actors acting out. This person will get up and walk away, but they'll turn around and get access to this gun that we don't manufacture, but they're somehow the other gave us the First Amendment to not be able to speak, or gave us the voice, the right to speak. But if you don't speak to me right, then I have the Second Amendment to bear arms and shoot you for what you said to me.
I just felt that without calling him stupid, I felt he was silly three times. A very intelligent young man. He's not a thug where he'd go out and kill anybody. Grew up in Hazelcrest, middle class, all that, and whatever. How can you be that stupid that you will three times allow yourself to be caught with a gun?
But you're being programmed to know that this is my power.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is it that you can train an 18-year-old man, put him in a uniform, train him how to shoot, kill, and weaponize, send him over there to kill somebody, when he comes back and he takes that same potential and grabbing that gun and wants to defend something, you will put him in prison. But you will send him over there to kill somebody that ain't done nothing to him.
Yeah, what irony. What irony. And you know what? That is insanity. That is why we can't trust the media, the government, the medical, the sick care system. Because what you just described is just total insanity. And yeah, we've been caught up in that all these years, trusting it, not saying, not protesting, not. And now that people are saying freedom, 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 because why? It's being injected into their bodies. We've been forced, but not just military men being forced to do or doing these crazy, insane things, but now the whole population has been under this crazy spell that you need an injection in your body to fight a virus. We're at war with a virus now. This whole thing is insane. Let me go to, I see a caller hand that I didn't
recognize. Babetta, please get there with me. One more question. Dr. Comey, the president of Ukraine, has been appealing to the mothers. What is that, sir? He's appealing to the mothers. How can you raise men that are cold and have no heart, and with that massacring that's going on, what is it you think he's trying to, and what does he understand that he's appealing to the mothers? Please speak on that, if you don't mind.
What,
I love that answer.
Okay, the part that he's speaking to is what's going on there with Putin and him is what we call an ethnic cleansing. Is that they're now, they're wanting to be trained their children. They have their children in camps, now being trained by Nazi supporters and being able to train them to be a superior a warrior force. And this is what he's talking about. The mothers are appealing to that because their children are being put into the mindset of an old oligarchy. And this old oligarchy says is that we have to be warriors, we have to have weapons, and we have to defend and protect our whatever rights that they have. Because, you know, I look at the word Ukraine. Your crane, that your cranium is where your brain is. And this is what they're doing. They're brainwashing. They're brainwashing, and they're fighting over the mineral resources of wanting to control the access, because Ukraine has the biggest source of minerals. And what he's doing, it's a play in power. That's all that is that these ones that have created themselves as hierarchy or the supreme persons over these lands, this planet still belongs to God. And what comes out of the planet still is created by God. Man thinking that he can take God's material and make his wealth and make his dominance when he is fooling himself.
Totally agree. Totally agree. We got a caller. Let me get to this caller before we leave. 520-296, your mic is open. Are you there?
Dr. V?
Yes.
Okay. I called. Am I echoing?
No, you're not. You're on a clear. Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling from my landline. I just wanted to say you got to have a part two. This is very awesome. And greetings, Brother Kwame and Brother Kofi and all the other listening families that I didn't address. This is so powerful. Dr. V, thank you. Thank you, and Minister, when you leave and transfer, you know, wait for me so we can go to the council on the other side and then I could hook up with you again. I'm not kidding you. I'm serious as all get up and get out. This has been a very interesting journey with the people from Chicago. Thank us. I love us. Peace.
Thank you. Right. Thank United Spirits. And that's how this show was created tonight, was United Spirits telepathically communicating to each other to put this conversation out there tonight. So that's why we, for those of you who might be new, that's why we say thank us, which I believe is United Spirits. Is that right, Kwame?
Correct.
So that's why, as it was said earlier, I think by Kufi, this is all about moving into a new dimension. We're some of us are just so slow at it. And instead of slapping people with my words, I'm starting to have sympathy for people who are slow at moving out of duality, wrong, right, good, bad, and slow at realizing that we're cosmic beings and that we have an assignment. I'm having sympathy for them because I know the universe is going to slap them into shape. That's how I see that now. That's helping me be more at peace within myself. So, Minister Cynthia, I'm going to let you have the last word. Help us navigate these next 9 months of 2022. What would be your best advice for us coming out of this twilight zone, which we're not totally out, but we're getting there, and finding purpose, divine purpose in our life? How do we navigate this journey from here on after what we've all been through and what we have hope, or not hope, but what we have energy, spirit energy for?
And I think you just summarized it as it should be. Moving forward, you, I, Dr. Kwame, Mama AZ, all of us who have consciousness have that assignment as souls, spirit souls, to move forward and let the vibration of who and what we are as we're in this physical body container. Now, we have refused to let the physical body container control us. Yes, we're going through, but we're beyond the physical body container because we know who and what we are beyond the physical. Now, see, let me tell you, I can walk, but then the medical profession tells me that because I don't have bound legs, I can't walk. They tell you that I'm going to feel. They say you're going to feel like you can walk. Well, the soul body is perfect, whole, and complete. But if I wasn't told by the outside world that I couldn't walk, I'd be walking around here. Dr. Kwame, can you get it? I would be walking. But this world does not look at the spiritual aspect of who and what we are. I mean, it's like, have you fallen? I asked my husband, I said, what do they mean, have I fallen? So here's the thing. No, I'm wise enough to not try to walk, but I know I have those quote-unquote invisible legs and limbs that I can walk. If it were not for the outside world, somebody would see me walking, and then I end up hurting myself. Right, Dr. Kwame? So they won't be able to handle it because we are perfect, whole, and complete in our spirit, soul, body. So if we can remember, and you go for, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, but what they call it is prosthesis, and that's how they put artificial limbs on people, and then they just retrain the brain because the brain already knows it still can walk.
Yeah.
You know, the thing of it is that even when you have certain parts of your body removed, the brain doesn't know the difference because it still has the pattern of the signal of you being a whole being.
Mm-hmm.
It does not see separation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the body is made to live. It's the things in which we do to the body to disconnect it, as I said in the beginning when I was saying, the mind changer. Because the spirit, that's why we say spirit, mind, body. People always say mind, body, and spirit. It's the spirit is connected to the mind because the spirit gave energy to the brain, which is the serum net. It is the air traffic controller for all the other brains in the body. But it's the spirit that connects the mind, the brain. There's a heart. The heart has a brain. The liver has a brain. Kidneys. All of these intricate systems have their own brain. Even the stomach has a brain. And so what we're doing is the body knows its whole total function, even if you remove the parts. That's why it will fight to keep you alive. That's why they're putting in things that is to take you to disconnect your genetic makeup. This is what they're attacking now. The mitochondria DNA, the black woman, the mother of mankind, human being, she is the carrier of all human genetics. They have proven it. So what you're looking at is humankind comes from one body and mind, male and female, of a hue color.
We have to show that the light as we go forth, as we do our work as spirit souls. And I just thank God. I thank the Ascended Masters that I am amongst all of you. I feel very humbled. Oh, God bless you. And I feel very appreciative that I know each and every one of you. And thank you for being part of who and what I am. I appreciate you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right.
And there's a proverb, one part. There's a proverb that says, I am that we are. Therefore, if I am not, then we are not. We can't exist without each other. There cannot be. It is a we. There's no I in we. That's why we're united in spirit.
Yes.
Okay, we are opening up Naima Latif Mike. She has a very short comment, she says, and then my chariot is awaiting me to drive me back home. So,
Well, I just wanted to let our audience know that Minister Cynthia will be joining us briefly on Wednesday to address how to teach this reality, which many people see as New Age, to the children. As we're formulating the curriculum, we're adding to the peace schools that we'll be sharing on our radio programs in the collaboration with HWPL. We want to have that spiritual component that is beyond indoctrinated religious teachings and get to the real spirit of the reality that we're living in, that we're eternal souls having a human experience that transcends a temporary physical identity inside a body. Well, it's time for our children to learn that, but we're going to talk about what are the challenges of teaching that based on the fact that much of the division that we experience is done on purpose to keep us in a state of conflict. So how do we break through the barrier and teach this reality to the children? We'll talk about that on Wednesday with Minister Cynthia. So look forward to it as she joins us in the second hour of the show.
Thank us. And we're going to say goodnight to earth my body, do some breathe, just quick 1 minute of breathing to remind us of this advanced biological computer that we live in. This is the most sophisticated computer on the planet, the human body. And as Swami said, we don't even understand how
earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves, I make love to the breeze, trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings.
And don't forget tomorrow morning.
I know I came
Delta on Monday morning mindset. They'll be talking about are we being distracted of the discover what's really going on with him. Tomorrow morning, 7 Central 8. And some great breathing exercises with Zelda. Everybody, great weekend. I'm off back home in a 2-hour drive. Grandkids are in the car.
And my grandchildren are
prayers
here.
The central
Florida.
Heavenly experience on me.
I
am the light
of the Lord.
Shalom. We're going to play our global ending now. And no.
Unmuted.
Let's see. I'll just play my ending here. Thank you, ending. Here we go.
Muted.
To the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.